Hello, and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. This is Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week. The Verizon 2015 PCI report from earlier this year found that one of the most prevalent causes of compliance breakdowns with the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard and related breach incidents is difficulty with network firewall policy management. In its own recent research, FireMon, a Kansas-based enterprise security management company, found that 52% of survey respondents cited firewall rules and policy complexity as their most problematic network security management concern. In our latest podcast, we talked to Jody Brazil, chief product strategist at FireMon, about the state of breach prevention and PCI compliance. We asked him to share his sense of these issues in light of both his firm's research and the influential Verizon report.
I'm a strong believer in security defenses and believe that the technology that's deployed at most organizations, certainly the technology that's created by many of the security vendors to provide protective defenses against breaches are actually very capable. I believe the technology is sound and sufficient to defend against the majority of potential breach attempts happening today. Unfortunately, it takes more than technology. It's certainly often repeated statement, but it's technology, people, and process that make things happen in the way you want them to happen. And we're in a state in security where it's very common to spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on technology, and certainly at an executive level in an organization feel that you have done your part to secure the organization. But the technology itself is not sufficient to secure the organization. The technology is good enough, but it's not sufficient. It requires effective management of that technology to ensure that the enterprises are properly protected. And in light of the Verizon report, I think it's extremely clear that we know what needs to be done, and oftentimes it's very simple things that need to be done in order to defend against the breaches that are prevalent today, and yet we're not taking those steps. I don't suggest that it's because people are lazy or that they don't know what they're doing or they're not capable. Instead, I suggest that it's a matter of complexity, amount of effort required, and oftentimes sponsorship at an executive level that they need to understand it's more than technology. It requires a significant amount of effort to maintain a secure environment.
Verizon found that one of the most prevalent causes of compliance breakdowns related to network firewall policy management. Brazil, explain the concern.
The technology itself, the firewalls, are extremely capable at doing what they're designed to do, which is to prevent access as determined appropriate within inside a particular organization. Firewalls, just by their nature, were designed to be risk-limiting controls. They were never deployed to prevent security breaches. In fact, by their very nature, they were meant to allow access to certain systems in an organization from certain sources. And oftentimes those sources could be threats, and those systems you're allowing access to could be very important systems. So by their very nature, they are allowing access that could be used for nefarious purposes. But they are meant to limit risk. So they are meant to limit how much risk an organization is taking on. What the Verizon PCI report found that I find unfortunately very accurate, we're very familiar with this today, is that while the defenses themselves, the technology itself is very good, the policies that are deployed on those technologies are oftentimes inadequate. They allow way too much access, expanding well beyond the amount of risk that the organization intended to take on, and therefore they expose the organization to a significant amount of breach. And more specifically, the PCI, the Verizon PCI report found that the vast majority of organizations that experienced a breach were not compliant with the Data Security Standard point one, which is all about effective management of your firewalls. And that was very inconsistent with the overall state of PCI compliance. It said the vast majority of people, over 70% of organizations, were compliant with DSS point one. And so it raises a correlation. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's a causal effect, but certainly a correlation to say that if you ineffectively manage your firewall configurations, you are much more likely to be a victim of a breach. So while it's a correlation, I'm careful not to say that it's a causal condition, it's certainly something that would suggest those that are more effectively managing their security configurations, and in particular their firewall configurations, will be much less susceptible to breach. And that's a really important point that I think underscores the point I was making earlier, which is it's not the technology. It's not the latest and greatest firewall that's going to make the difference. It's how effectively you manage that technology that's going to make the difference.
Why do these failures still persist? Why do so many companies struggle with policy management?
You know, security is a tough thing to get right. The basic nature of security is very dissimilar from networking. If you think about networks, when something doesn't work, lots of people are going to scream. They can't get access to the server. They can't get access to their email. They're not able to get out to the internet, whatever that limiting access is. Something's not working. And so you'll get lots of people to say something's not working, and then you go and you figure out what the problem is and you fix it. In security, it's the absolute opposite. When you make a mistake, particularly as it relates to managing a firewall, when you make a mistake, nobody's going to scream because the mistake is that there's too much access. You're allowing too much access to the bad guys. So those that mean well aren't going to scream because there's nothing broken. They're able to do their job, no problems. And certainly those that mean to do harm aren't going to raise a red flag and say, hey, did you know that you've allowed me in? Because that they're taking advantage of that fact. So security by its nature is difficult to get right, particularly when you're talking about limiting risk in this way. But it's compounded not just simply because of the lack of visibility in many cases, but also because of the extreme complexity. These networks that folks are trying to secure, particularly those that have been in the headlines for breaches in the past couple of years, are complex networks. They're big, thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of endpoints, thousands of network devices, many times hundreds to thousands of firewalls deployed in the organization. And that complexity is difficult just at that scale. But then you understand that within any individual firewall, you're likely to find hundreds, if not thousands, of access control rules. And inside of a single rule, you're likely to find many sources and destinations and services representing hundreds, if not thousands, of access entry points into the organization. So what we're looking at then is thousands of access entry points per rule, thousands of rules per firewall, and thousands of firewalls per rule. We're looking at millions and millions of access control entries with inside just the security infrastructure, layered on top of an already existing complex network environment, all layered on top of the fact that nobody's going to tell you when it's misconfigured. This is a complex problem to solve, and it takes more than the vendor-supplied tools to solve this problem.
Is a lapse from past efforts to blame?
I don't think that anybody is doing anything worse than they were before. I do think that the world has gotten more complex. Virtualization adds a new layer of complexity. Hybrid or cloud environments add a new layer of complexity. It's a really interesting time right now. If you think about 2 or 3 years ago, there was a strong mantra being stated that there was an erosion of the perimeter, and therefore these network controls like firewalls no longer had a place in this world. And then we had cloud, which would further have eroded the perimeter. Virtualization, same thing. And here we are now a couple years later, and you no longer hear about the erosion of the perimeter. Instead, what you hear about is micro-segmentation, which is the exact opposite of what we were talking about 3 years ago. Instead of saying, well, we need to forget those network access controls and it's more important that we monitor the network, now that we've seen what can happen, not just with north-south traffic, that traffic comes in and out of your network, but this east-west traffic between critical components within your organization, and there's a really good reason why we focus on that today, and it's because of propagation of malware. We've seen this in a lot of breaches, so now we're very concerned about traffic within inside the organization that may allow for distribution of malware in the organization. So now instead of talking about the erosion of a perimeter, meaning that we have the death of the firewall, we're now talking about micro-segmentation, where instead of having just a couple of firewalls at the perimeter to secure you, you now have thousands of firewalls, even if they're not necessarily what you think of as a hardware firewall, but they're access controls that exist on the virtual infrastructure, for example, or that exist with inside the Amazon cloud environment. They are these access controls that now allow for micro-segmentation between not just big parts of the network, but actually host-to-host micro-segmentation. So now security teams are left to manage this much more complex environment than they ever were before. And I've already mentioned this point, state it clearly, I guess, that complexity is the problem. Complexity is the challenge that these organizations, and particularly the practitioners, have to deal with. And the more complex the environment, the more likely they are to make mistakes. The more mistakes you make, unfortunately, leads to more mistakes, and it compounds itself. So complexity is the challenge. And so I don't think that the organizations or the practitioners have taken their foot off the gas, to your question. Instead, the world underneath them has just simply gotten more complex, making it a bigger challenge.
Given the challenges, what steps should companies be taking? Is there a way for them to get back on track?
I think it comes to visibility as step one. And I mean that in a couple of ways. One, at a management level, visibility from the executive team all the way down to recognize that it's not simply a matter of spending money on technology that will result in effective compliance or effective security. Rather, it's going to take effective controls, effective processes, and certainly an investment in the people that manage these technologies to ensure security. So visibility from that executive team down that this is the problem. And the second kind of visibility is much more technical in that the practitioners themselves need visibility into this very complex interconnected world of how each individual system is allowed to communicate with another individual system, certainly how those potential threats on the outside or inside could access critical systems in the organization. And that's a very difficult picture to draw using a Visio diagram. It's way too complex to visualize in that fashion. It's a graph of interconnectedness between all of these different systems, and it requires effective tools to provide that visibility. That's our focus as a company, is to try to provide organizations that visibility. And we obviously strongly believe that that's a big part of the answer.
That's all the time we have for today. We've been talking to Jody Brazil, Chief Product Strategist at FireMon, about the state of PCI compliance and some alarming breach statistics. This is Joe Mott, Staff Writer for Compliance Week. Thank you for listening.